Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Shviyas. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tes Mishnah Vav and Parak Tes Mishnah Zayin. Parak Tes Mishnah Vav is going to be continuing our discussion regarding beer. Once again, when any crops are no longer available to the animals of the field, then Shas Beer comes and you have to remove them from your home. Our mission now is going to be discussing different types of crops, different types of plants in the field, and when you can eat them until when. How does a person know when they are no longer available to animals in the field? Says the Mishnah, Hamelakit asavim lachem, a person who gathered moist grass, fresh grass, when can it be eaten until? Ad sheyivash hamatok, until the moistness of the grass, the sweetness of the grass, becomes dried up. Once it becomes dried up in your home, then you can assume that it became dried up as well in the field, and therefore it's no longer edible for animals to eat, and the Shas Beer came, you must remove it at that point from your home. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'hamigabev biyavesh, and when it comes to dry grass, according to this Tana of our mission, seems to be distinguishing between fresh grass on the one hand and dry grass on the other hand. It says the mission regarding dry grass, acheteired revia shnia, you can eat them until the revia shnia, as the Mishnah describes in Maseches Tainis, what the revia shnia refers to, the second rain, which, as the Bartanura points out, is based on the Mishnah Maseches Tainis, is the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan. And the assumption is that once the second rain takes place around the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan, those rains make the grass unfit for consumption, unfit for being eaten by animals. Therefore, they're no longer available to animals in the field, and you are no longer allowed to eat them at that particular point in time. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ale kanim v'ale gifan. What about the leaves of reeds or the leaves of grapevines? When are they no longer able to be eaten by animals, and therefore the Shas Beer has come? Ad she yishru me'avien. Once they fall off from their branches, once they're on the ground, then the assumption is that the animals are no longer going to be willing to eat them. Animals will eat them when they're attached to their quote unquote fathers, to the trees that they were initially a part of. But once they fall to the ground, animals won't eat them. Therefore, they're not available to the animals. And Shas Beer came. The time that you have to remove them from your home has arrived. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'hamigabev biyavesh. And once again, when it comes to this dry grass, acheteired revia shnia, the halacha is that you have to wait, once the revia shnia arrives, once the second rain arrives on the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan, that point you're not able to eat it anymore, because once again, it becomes unfit to be eaten by animals, and therefore the Shas Beer has arrived. You got to remove it from your home. Finishing off the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, Bekulan, in all of these cases, whether it's dry grass, whether it's moist grass, whether it's reeds, whether it's grapevines, all of these cases, says the Mishnah, Acheteired Revia Shnia, according to Rabbi Akiva, you have until the second rain of the eighth year following Shemitah, the Revia Shnia, again on the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan, to eat all of them, because according to Rabbi Akiva, all of these crops, are considered to be the same type. And therefore, as long as any of them are available for animals, you're allowed to continue eating them. However, according to the first town of our mission, who distinguished between moist grass and dry grass and the reeds and the grapevines and so on, and that's how we paskin, as the Bartanura points out, we do not paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But according to the first town of our Mishnah, they're all considered to be distinct, different, disparate species, different types of crops, and therefore the point where they're no longer available to the animals, and therefore the point that you got to remove it from your field would be different depending on different types of animals, on the different types of crops, rather. Now, we should just point out before going to the next Mishnah that all of these different signs of when the moist grass becomes dry, or when the revia shnia comes, and so on, when they fall off, when the reeds and the grapevines fall off of their trees, all of these are considered to be simanim, and these are signs of when it seems to be that most likely it's no longer available in the field, and therefore you have to get rid of it from your home. But if you know for a fact that these signs exist, that the moist grass became dry and so on, that the reeds are falling off from the trees and so on, as long as you know that it isn't true, that there are some fields where this isn't the case, where they are still available to the animals, then you can go by that. This is just saying that most likely, at this point in time, they're no longer available to animals, and therefore the Shas Beer, the time for removing it from your home, has arrived. Okay, now we're continuing with Parak Tes, Mishnah Zayin. As we continue discussing this idea of a Revi'a Shnia in the previous Mishnah taught us that when it comes to a Revi'a Shnia, the second reign of the eighth year following Shemitah, there are certain halachos when it comes to the time of Biur. Now we're going to see other areas of halacha where the Revi'a Shnia, where the second reign, has some sort of an application. Says the Mishnah, Kayotzebo, similarly, Hamaskir buys the Chaveru ad Hagasham, if a person rents a home to his friend or leases the home to him and says to him that you have it ad hagisham until the rains. It doesn't say ad hageshem, but it says ad hagisham until the rains. The assumption is that he has the home until this second Revi, until the second rain, which again is the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan. If you were to say hageshem, that you have it until the rain, then it would be the first rain. Continuing in the Mishnah, Hamudur Haname Chavero. If a person says that he's being mudur hana, that he's prohibiting himself to get any benefit from his friend, and he says ad hagishamim, then he's prohibited from getting hana from his friend until the Revi'a Shnia, until the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan, until the second rain arrives. Continuing in the Mishnah, ad emasai aniyim nichnasim lepardesos, until when are poor people allowed to come into the orchards of the various people? Like we learned previously, there are various matnos aniyim, leket, shecha, and peya, and certainly aniyim are allowed to come and get those crops from the fields. However, the halacha also is that they're not allowed to come onto the field whenever they want to ruin the crops potentially. So therefore, there's a point where they're no longer allowed to come and get the leket, shecha, and peya, and they have to wait. Says the Mishnah, what's that point where they can no longer come and get their matnos and the various gifts for the poor? Says the Mishnah, you guessed it, Achetereid, Revi'a Shnia. Once until the Revi'a Shnia, until the second rain arrives, they can go. But after that point, we assume that if they're trampling the field, they're going to ruin the crops, destroy the crops, and therefore they would have to, they would not be able to take the matnos and the gifts at that point in time anymore. Finishing off the Mishnah, Me'ema Sainan and Vesorfin, Beteven Uvakashel. So, at what point can a person be nan? Can a person benefit and burn the grain or the stubble of Shemitah year? What are we talking about here? So generally speaking, like we learned previously, Tevin and Kash, grain and stubble, have Kedusha Shvius. They have holiness of the seventh year. They can't be destroyed or burned because they can be fed to animals and you can't destroy them. You have to use them for their ideal purpose to feed to animals until the Revi'a Shnia, as the Mishnah will say. However, until this point in time, until the point Mishateyud Revi'a Shnia, until the second rain comes, it's fit to be eaten by animals. But once the Revi'a Shnia comes, then it's no longer fit to be eaten by animals, and therefore the Shas Beer comes, right? It's time to get rid of it from your home. You can no longer have it in your home. Once it's no longer available and fit for the animals of the field, and therefore, once the Shas Beer comes, then there's no more Kedusha Shvius, and therefore you can burn it. So you're not allowed to burn or get rid of any of these, or really benefit from the grain or the stubble in any way, shape, or form until the Revi'a Shnia comes, Misha Teirid, Revi'a Shnia, because once the Revi'a Shnia comes at that point, then it becomes unfit for the animals, and therefore it's unavailable to them, and you have the ability then, and only then, to burn and to use them for firewood or whatever other purpose you have for them in mind. Quick review, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, discussed the various cases of different types of crops, and at what point are you no longer allowed to eat them, because the Shas Beer came, the time when they're no longer available to the animals, has arrived, and therefore you have to get rid of them from your home. It was, according to the first opinion, it was various times, depending if it was moist grass or dry grass or reeds or grapevines and so on and so forth. According to Rabbi Akiva, they're all the exact same time of Revi'a Shnia, of the second rain, but we pass like the first opinion that it all depends on the type of crop, whether it's moist, dry, and so on and so forth, depending on when the Shas Beer comes, when we assume that it's no longer available to the animals of the field, and therefore, at that point, you have the ability to, you must, rather, get rid of them from your field, from your home. Continuing with Parak Tes, Mishnah, the Mishnah then gave us a bunch of examples where this notion of Revi'a Shnia, this notion of this second rain, plays a role in halacha when it comes to renting a home to a friend until the rains, when it comes to being mudur hana, prohibiting benefiting from someone until the rains, when it comes to poor people looking to come and benefit and take the matnos aniyim, the gifts from the poor people, the leket, shecha, and pay as well. In all of these cases, you must wait until, if you say gishamim, then you must wait until the Revi'a Shnia, until the second rain. In the case of the poor people as well, once the second rain comes, they can no longer come and get any of the gifts for the poor people, because at that point it looks like they're going to be destroying the field. And the final case was, at what point can you benefit and burn and use the straw and stubble for wood and so on, and for fire? So the Mishnah said that once the Revi'ah Shniyah comes, then at that point, they're no longer fit for consumption, for being eaten by animals, and therefore at that point, the Shaspiyah comes, and you may get rid of them, and you must rather get rid of them, but you therefore, because the Shaspiyah came, you have the ability then to benefit and to burn them. Have a great day.